I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for June 1st, 2026. Lexington is launching a new master plan for its more than 100 city parks. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
The city's Discover Great Places and Green Spaces initiative will help Lexington make improvements to its parks for the next decade. Lexington Parks and Rec says it will take in data points and ideas from the public to make those improvements. Those could include anything from improved facilities, more programming, and better services. In 2024, Lexington created a dedicated park fund after a citywide vote. Parks and Rec Director Monica Conrad says the initiative will help decide how those tax dollars will be used.
Do we want to prioritize fixing things that maybe have been deferred maintenance? Do we want to look at adding new things in? So that's going to be a big part of the conversation as we move forward.
City officials plan to speak to residents at local events to get input on the master plan. They're also taking input online and through mail surveys. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Another local government is throwing cold water on data center development. Davis County Fiscal Court gave final approval Thursday for a one-year moratorium on applications for the industry. That gives the county time to draft zoning regulations for data centers and study their potential impact on the community. Local resident Madeline Pine spoke to commissioners about this vote.
With the amount of water they have taken from communities all over the country, how they have made local communities' utility bills skyrocket, it would be a great thing if you vote for the moratorium.
The ordinance, which passed unanimously, goes into effect immediately. It doesn't prevent a data center from locating in Owensboro. Mayor Tom Watson stated previously that he was exploring the idea. But in his most recent comments, Watkins said a data center project would not happen in the city as long as he was in office. Former Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin has once again had an arrest warrant issued against him. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has the latest on his ongoing divorce and child support case.
Bevin failed to appear in court at the Friday afternoon hearing and zoomed in instead. He said it's because he had an emergency at his house in Maine.
I have a boulder, very large boulders to the back of our house.
Jefferson Family Court Judge Angela Johnson said she warned the former governor he must appear in person and sentenced him to 14 days of jail time, but said he could avoid jail if he pays a $250 fine. It's the second time Johnson has issued a warrant for Bevin's arrest. She previously did so for failing to produce financial records. Bevin did produce some at the hearing, but Johnson said it remained inadequate. He has until the end of next week.
Failure to do so will result in 60 days to serve and a $500 fine, and that's it. That's the end of it. You will serve the time, sir.
Bevin said at the hearing he has not filed a tax return since 2021, hence why he had not provided them. Bevin's adopted estranged son, Jonah, asked to intervene in his divorce case, seeking child support. Jonah alleges abuse and abandonment while in the Bevins' care. Jonah's attorney says the documents provided are, quote, woefully inadequate. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
The city of Covington will soon implement a new on-demand parking reservation system in two public garages that will be available all the time, not just during Cincinnati events and game days. Parking Authority Director Jack Monsdioka says depending on the garage, it's sometimes cheaper than street parking.
We really want to help drive folks there because it's often cheaper than a meter, and it's a more pleasant walk than most folks think.
He hopes the new system will help open up more street parking spots daily and raise awareness of the city's garage options. When the system launches, people will be able to visit the city's website to make reservations. A town hall is being held this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. regarding the recently announced data center in northeastern Kentucky. According to an announcement from Boyd County Judge Executive Eric Cheney, the town hall will be held at the Boyd Convention and Arts Center in Cattlesburg. Representatives from the Regional Development District and the industrial park hosting the data center will be there, as well as multiple judge executives. You can hear more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.